want. All right, this is Anime Room HQ, and we're having our weekly chat of anime. This week, we're going to be talking about isekai, like we mentioned last week. And we're going to be talking about mainly good anime that have come out, the bad anime. The anime recommendation that we have from the past anime that we watched, the current anime that might be ongoing right now, and anime recommendations that are coming up very soon. So, Vicky, you wanted to take over? Yep. Yep. I have. It's amazing. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And as you gave anime a plot, like this guy, like the way he died.
And his final words. Oh, yeah. In the first episode, right?
First episode, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just quite funny, just to get rid of all of his dirty content that he saved on his computer.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that was a mad anime. I think, what was your favorite moment in Slime?
In Slime would be when he battled the demons, the Oni. The Japanese looking ones.
The Orc Lord?
Yeah. No. It was Benimaru and his gang.
Oh, the Kijin. Yeah. August. Oh, yeah, that's pretty mad. That was a mad fight. He just showed them levels. Like, he's such an OP character.
Yeah.
When he came on, it was a bit mad. I think my favorite bit. It's probably when it was when he was against the Orc Overlord.
Orc Overlord, when was that?
So it was like one of the last fights in the anime where the Orc general became a demon lord.
Okay.
Because he killed the other, I forgot his name, the other dude, the guy that created him in the first place.
Yeah.
He killed him. And then devoured him and then stole his magical powers. Do you remember?
Alright, wait, repeat what you said again, sorry?
So you know the moment where the orc general became a demon lord?
Oh, yeah, the pig guy, right?
Yeah. When he killed him and just ate him.
Yeah.
That was a twist.
Right, it was so, like... It was pretty messed up when, like, all the other orcs started eating each other. Like,
yeah, that was messed up. That was, yeah. But as in, it's a good battle strategy.
Yeah, I can't lie about that.
God, as in, that's just the way orcs are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of madness. And then it was like, they used his predator skill.
Okay. Sorry, I was just testing the stream.
I was stream looking.
Yeah. It's fine. I was just testing the audio because I thought I messed something up, but it's okay. All right, yeah. Another one of my favorite moments was, when he met the dragon. And I think that was the first episode as well, right?
Oh, yeah, Veldora.
Yeah, Veldora. And then he was like, he just casually just made a contract for them.
And
he gained so many powers because of that.
He made contracts quite easily, though, throughout the entire anime. Like,
yeah.
Even with the Dwarf Kingdom.
Yeah.
That was a bit mad, like, just casually, just on the spot, create a federation, country of his own.
That's the amazing thing, like, that I love about that isekai anime. Like, for those who don't know what isekai is, it's about an anime about someone, the main character, being transported into... another world, so usually a fantasy type world. And what are we talking about? So about the dragon, right?
Dwarf Kingdom.
Oh yeah. And that, the thing that I love about this anime is that it brings the isekai genre into like a more realistic approach of like making a country, and like it, the way it progresses is so nicely.
As in, he uses what he's learned in like the real world. The real world, and then brought into his fantasy world, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that gone wrong in isekai anime as well, but
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that later in the podcast.
There's tons of animes where it's gone wrong.
Way too many, and like that's where I feel like I think we might have another podcast about that, but it's like is that this podcast?
As in the overpopulated
isekai
genre, yeah.
That is this one, right?
Yeah, it's this one.
So like it's gone to the point where there's so many isekai anime just that is the genre itself has become oversaturated. Vicky, do you want to talk?
Go on. So you know those brand new ones that come through, and you're like, oh yes, it's the kind of anime. Like, what can go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you just get gassed, and you see like the first like, two or three episodes, you're just like, nah, this ain't worth my time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's very few that are good. Like the cream of the crop, and then the rest are trash. Could you talk about the general plot of the slime anime, please, Vicky?
Yeah, so essentially, the main character gets transported into the slime, into the current universe.
Yeah.
The fantasy universe. And
he was like an office worker before, right?
Yeah, he was an office worker who was single, had nothing going for him in life, essentially. And that all changed when he became a slime.
Yeah.
In this new fantasy world.
So like not even like a high level character, not even like a goblin or an orc, like a slime, the worst character possible.
Or even a human.
Yeah, not even a human, like the worst character you can possibly get in like a fantasy game or like anime.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you see a slime, you're like, this is the, when you play your fantasy games online. And you play against a slime, you're like, easy XP.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like,
they're the
dead characters that you farm and you get XP from.
But then, somehow, through his persuasiveness and his real-world antics, he's made a contract with one of the strongest characters in that fantasy world.
Yeah, like...
Veldora, Storm Dragon.
Yeah, not only with Veldora, like obviously he's one of the strongest characters, but with the other demon lords, like the I think there's two of them that he made friends with.
William was funny.
Yeah, that's the girl, right?
That's the girl. She's a prodigy, though. She's probably more powerful than Slime himself.
Yeah, yeah, that's why he's playing it smart. Like he knows, he knows that he doesn't. She shouldn't mess with her, but he's using his words wisely to get her on his side.
Get her on his side. And he knows, like, she's a kid at heart.
Yeah.
So when he gave her, like, the honey that he made.
Yeah.
And just, like, threw it in her mouth and she just ate it.
Yeah.
And then she was, like, instantly on his side.
Do you remember the moment where there was that huge, the huge war machine, and then she came, and then he was worried about dealing with it, and she was like, I'll deal with it, and she just clicked her fingers and it just exploded.
Just destroyed it. Like,
yeah, nothing. Exactly. Like, that's the thing I like about the anime. Like, he's making clever decisions, and he's not like using his strength first.
His force. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he knows when to use his power.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Like, I think it was when he went Dwarf Kingdom. And he was like, he could easily like just annihilate everyone.
Yeah.
Just carry on going. But like, he got in and then like did it in the most amicable way.
Yeah.
Possible.
And he even like when he went in, like he made friends as well when he went there. Like, and he got so many allies because of that.
With the swordsmith, innit?
Yeah. With that whole family of swordsmiths.
The whole family of swordsmiths. Well, basically the best swordsmiths.
In the Dwarf Kingdom, right?
In the Dwarf Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And then if you remember the fight with the Onis, the demon people with Benny Murray and them, like he decided then, like, okay, I should use my force now to show off, like, this is how strong I am, and you guys need to listen to me.
Yeah, essentially, he just showed off. He just flaunted his power.
Yeah, exactly.
He just used, like, was it Hellblaze?
It was Black Lightning.
Oh, Hellblaze, Benny Murray's. Huh? The Lightning, yeah. Black Lightning.
Yeah, that was like, he knew, he understood that, like, okay, these guys aren't going to listen to anything except brute strength.
Yeah.
So, like, he was like, boom.
They were just fueled with anger from what happened with the orcs.
So
they were just on a rampage. But, the way he dealt with it, was just insane. The funny bit was, do you remember Gabiru, the reptiles? The reptile kingdom?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, no. Are you going to talk about the prince? Oh, yeah, I hate that guy. Annoying. His sister's not even bad. Like, she can fight.
Yeah, but, like, his sister's solid.
He's a backstabbing. Oh.
But then, like, he still came out front, essentially.
Yeah, because he stole all the glory, no? Did he not?
He stole all the glory. Yeah, he did, essentially. And then he still got his father's spear, the trident.
Oh, my God, man.
Just mad. And then, like, he thought the funniest bit was when he went to find allies and he ended up in Rimuru's... And he thought, what was it, Gobata,
The little kid.
The little kid was basically the king of the village.
Oh, yeah. And then, like...
Because he was so strong, he just demolished him.
Even, like... that's what I'm saying. Even, Rimuru, innit? That's the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Rimuru, like, he's trained even the little kids to be stronger than, like, princes in other kingdoms. Like, that's how strong he is.
He's training everyone to be...
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the difference between this anime and other isekai, like... gone. What were you gonna say?
What would you compare this to? That's bad.
That's bad. I'll briefly mention one we're gonna talk about today called Isekai Cheat Magician.
Yeah.
And like in that anime, they only show the main character's strength. They don't show him like sort of spreading his influence and making other people strong.
Yeah.
Like they're showing like they're just. Forcing his power down our throats and like
it's like military brutality essentially.
Yeah, kind of in a sense that like they're trying to shove down our throats that like he's so strong. Look at him, he's overpowered. But with Slime, it's like we already know that he's overpowered, but we're not going to show you that. Instead, we're going to show you in a low key kind of way that look how strong he is. And that low-key aspect is the thing that I love about the anime.
Yeah, no, that the subtle things that they bring into it is just ties everything together by the character.
Yeah.
Like, even the bits when he creates the healing potions that are, like, 100% effective.
Didn't that start the dwarf trade?
Yeah, it started the dwarf trade because he just... Was it the purest form of the healing
potion? Yeah. Because he kept on refining it.
And then he made
it.
Those... energy swords as well, not energy, the magic swords. So you know when he first met the dwarf
smith,
blacksmith, when he was like, I need to make 20 of these swords.
Oh yeah, and he just copied it,
which was like an impossible task, and he just copied it like it was nothing.
That was sick.
The way he gets his allies and just shows off, like, yeah, this exactly is what I can do,
like, it's showing his charisma as well as a main character, which we didn't see in other anime, innit.
I can't wait for season two.
Yeah, that's how I was gonna get to you. Like, season two has apparently been delayed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Everything's been delayed, Corona,
because of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of peak. Was it meant to come in fall?
I believe it was. Yeah, fall.
I think it's probably moved to like January because it's the same as on a tangent here, but The Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to come out in this year, the fall of this year, but just found out today it's moving into January.
January?
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah. So my mate told me about he's coming out there in January now instead of thing.
Oh my fall. God.
Yeah, it was kind of peak because like COVID is doing bits.
No, I know, man. That's the annoying part with this corona. Like, if our anime is disturbed, then bro, what's the point? Like, honestly,
there's only a few.
Yeah, no, but then it's One Piece, Shokugeki, Black Clover. What else? What else? I don't know.
Haiku.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, Haiku was good.
I was getting.
Well,
Sorry, yeah, go on.
Sorry, I just had a look online. So, the slime anime.
Yeah.
Season 2 is coming out in January 2021 as well.
Flip's sake! That's so annoying. Like. So everything's being delayed.
Like they're still releasing like some isekai animes. Like was there's one that came out. Like it comes out every Thursday, and they're still releasing that. So what kind of deal with One Piece?
I know, but then it's different studios, right? Like yeah, I think you're talking about Plunderer, right? Or no, Eight Sons.
The Eight Sons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, do you want to talk about that briefly?
Yeah, so currently it's an ongoing anime, which I'm watching. I'm quite enjoying it. It's not as good as Slime.
Yeah.
But it's doing its job, as in like, it's about a kid who was teleported to another world.
Yeah.
When he first got teleported, he was at like a fancy dinner with like a bunch of nobles, and his brother was getting married. And then later on he realizes he doesn't know anything about this family, like he's just been thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
And he later realizes he is part of a poor noble family.
Okay.
So like he's like, oh, like there's nothing is going to come towards me.
Yeah.
Because he's the eighth son as well.
Yeah,
so he's the last of the children, so he gets nothing essentially. He gets like scrapped and bones.
Yeah.
But then with this anime, this the main character can use magic.
Yeah,
which is in this world is not many people can do it. Not many people can use magic, and he got trained by one of the best magicians in the world.
Okay.
And he learned from him. It's just showing the main character's course, going into the kingdom and being one of the most powerful people in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And basically being a royal dog.
A royal dog.
So yeah. So like basically the king is basically just giving him all these tasks, only that no one else could do apart from him, but he wants to be an adventurer.
Oh, okay.
So his plans of being an adventurer is getting pushed further and further along the timeline.
Yeah.
Because he's basically being a bitch.
That sounds a bit like Hercules, you know, low key.
I haven't watched Hercules.
No, as what's in the mythology that like...
Oh, the mythology.
Yeah.
Other animes.
No, as in like, because Hercules was given multiple impossible tasks to complete before he
the
could
12.
Yeah, the 12
12 pendants.
Yeah. But yeah, that sounds a bit like that. Yeah,
all right, we can join
before
you can join the gods.
Oh yeah, become a demigod, innit?
Yeah, become a demigod.
All right, so the next one on our list is ReZero. And this is a And this is like a top class. It's not only top class isekai anime, but top class anime in general, because the story is very, very engaging. I would say, not to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it yet, but sorry.
Voice breaking again.
Leave me alone. Okay. It happened so many times during this week's stream as well. Okay. All right. Anyway. No, wait. Let me cough again. Okay. So, Yeah. So the brief plot is this. So as with all isekai anime, we have a guy and he gets hit by a truck and he dies and he's reincarnated into another world. This time not out of his own free will. He's instantly transported. Now he's living his life because he used to be like a manga lover or anime lover, an otaku.
Yeah.
And he loved the idea of going to another world. So he's just enjoying his day until he meets a girl. And as soon as he meets this girl.
As we all do.
Yeah, as we all do. his life just flipped over. And the way his life has changed in this new world will never be the same again after you met that girl. And once you watch this anime, you'll never want to look back because the story gets better and better after each episode and you will not want to stop watching. It will be 100% binge-worthy anime. Yeah. What are your thoughts about it, Viggy?
Is that 25 episodes, right? Something like that.
Yeah, 25 or 26, yeah.
25 episodes. So, like, it's a good length for binge-watch. It will take you, like, what? 2 to 3 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Depending on what you're doing. 2 days. Yeah. Depends if you've got work or not.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's half term for me, so I'm chilling.
Yeah, you're chilling. You're living life.
What do you mean? but yeah.
Half term. You get
to chill. I
still have to work 9 to 5 days.
Okay, I can't really defend myself here, okay? Like, teacher's life is hard, question mark. No, it is. I'm a trainee teacher, so.
For six months of the year.
Yeah. I'd give you that. Look, you don't have to deal with hormonal children 24/7, okay?
Yeah, but you don't have to deal with clients who think they're right when they're wrong.
Oh, yeah, true. I would not want to deal with that.
But yeah, with Rizzo, I love it. One of the best isekais, probably hands down best isekai anime that I've watched.
Yeah.
Definitely, it's up there.
And like the key thing that I find with all anime, if it has a 1 hour first episode, that's when you know it's good. Like it's.
Oh yeah.
Like very few anime do that, and it's just like when it does that, it's like oh shit, okay, we're gonna be hitting it for a while now.
It's like happened to me recently. I was watching Darwin's Game.
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize it was like an hour episode. I was like 20 minutes calm. Watch it before I go to work, before I have work.
Yeah.
I started like 8:20.
Yeah.
And I was like 20 minutes and I can get changed and it'll be chill. Mm. And then I didn't realize it was an hour episode. It was just going and going and going. Past 9 o'clock, I was like, shit, I'm late.
No, and then that's what with the 1 hour episode, like you gotta chill, like sit back, get some popcorn or some shit, get a drink, that's it. You're Gucci for a whole hour, just sitting there chilling.
That's the weeb life.
No, yeah, exactly. Weeb the weeb life. The weeb / shut in life. 100%. Yeah. And then there's season 2 coming out this season, actually, in summer. And that's going to be amazing. Summer. Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
It's not delayed.
Let's hope, can't be yeah.
Can't be giving me your hopes like this and then gets delayed in summer.
It should be on Crunchyroll for anyone who wants to watch it. But yeah, it's honestly an amazing anime. Like I would say it requires, because of the psychological aspect of it, it requires you to pay attention whilst you're watching. So it's not like a sit back kind of anime. It's like you should be actively focused while you're watching it because there's quite a few stuff that you might want to pick up on as you're watching it.
Because it'll lead on to the next season as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's definitely something you want to focus on.
But like, it's not punishing in the sense that like, if you're not paying attention to the anime, it's not like, oh, I missed such a tiny detail and they're gonna blow it up like crazy. Like, have you seen a anime called Bakemonogatari, or the Monogatari series?
No, I haven't actually.
Yeah, so in that anime, literally within a frame or two, loads of different words and images will come up within the space of 2 frames, and that information will help you understand the whole episode.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so then, that's crazy, bro. Like you don't even know. Like you see me, I'm frantically fucking spacing, pressing spacebar, 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 just to go through each frame, just to make sure I catch everything.
That's mad. You might as well play it like 0.25 speed.
Isn't it? Imagine.
Just there. Imagine just sitting there, just watching it like. 2.5 speed, 0.25.
Do you know what I just thought about?
What?
Imagine watching High School DxD 0.25 speed.
You, I swear, you're always bringing this up. There's
nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it? Like, you get four times the amount of content if you watch it at 0.25 speed.
I wonder why you're watching it at 0.25 speed, though.
You get more bang for your buck in it. You get more efficiency from one episode. Like, one episode is what, like 20 minutes? You get, bro, forget 20 minutes, you get 80 minutes of content. So
I'm speechless right now. I have no words for you.
I mean, like, some could call me a 200 IQ genius. Others could call me mentally deranged. You can make the choice.
Comment below.
Comment below. Say in the chat if I'm mentally deranged. Alright. Other comments about ReZero. I would say it's gonna start a few arguments. If you got like friends who watch it, or like if you got Bae who watches it, like, you're definitely gonna be having debates on who the main character is gonna pick, because in terms of romance, there is a romance aspect to it, and there are gonna be a few arguments. So Viggy, are you
Who are you shipping?
No, who are you shipping? Wait, why are you gonna type mentally deranged? Why are you gonna type it? You're not allowed to type mentally deranged. Wait, chill. No, I have to type it. 200 IQ. Yeah. 200 IQ. Shame. alright, no, where were we? Oh, yeah. So I ship Rem.
Rem?
Yeah, 100%, man.
Honestly, I don't know. It's a
tough one. Oh, no. How are you torn? Bro, Amelia's got him through so much shit. Bro. What do you mean? Amelia, she's not even committed to Subaru, yet she's making, like, and she, oh, bro, like, I don't even know, man. Like, Rem is just so cute with her feelings as well. Like, do you remember that one scene where she's telling Subaru about how she feels?
Explain.
So it was after Subaru's died like billions, like hundreds of times, to find a solution where Rem and Amelia survive, I think, or just to find that one solution, and like Rem was like, look, don't worry, because I know you're gonna get through it, you're the best and I love you, and then like in a more like romantic kind of way, obviously. And then Subaru was like, wait, what? I like Camellia though, so safe. And that was just like, it was so sad, because like the last scene of that, like, of that, like that place, the last frame of that scene was her just crying, but with a smile on her face. And it was just like, no, why? Oh, man, it was tough to watch.
Nah, I get that. That is tough to watch.
Yeah, man. No, but Rem all the way, man. Anyone who's watched ReZero, let us know who you're shipping. Rem or hashtag Rem or hashtag Amelia. All right. Should we go on the last part of the anime on this section?
Yeah.
So the next one is Shishiro. About one thing about ReZero. Have you watched the movies for it?
No, I actually haven't. That's what my problem is.
So I can talk about that. So I watched one of the movies. I think one movie or both of the movies. I can't remember. But it's basically about Puck's. Background and who he is and like, how did he meet Amelia? And, like, it's honestly, you would not have believed it. Like, it reveals quite a lot of shit about like the backstory of the anime.
No way.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth a watch. I think it's like an hour long, or maybe 40 minutes. But definitely worth a watch.
So it's like the first episode length.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an hour. I'm not too sure, but they give you a lot of information about who Amelia is, where she came from, how Puck met her, who Puck is.
What is it called?
It's called
Star in Life.
I can't remember the name of it.
Is it two episodes?
No. It's one.
Just the one.
It's a movie, isn't it? If you check that.
No, because there's a few spin-offs, right?
Yeah, there are actually. You're right. So there's the Isekai Quartet, which is that's hilarious. It literally plays with the idea of Isekai anime having so many anime in the genre, and it brings all of the popular ones in one anime, and it's honestly hilarious. Like they have Attack on Titan, they have Overlord, they have ReZero, they have do you know any others? Have you watched it?
No.
It has a bunch more. I think it has Shield Hero as well. I'm not sure.
Does it?
But I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me on it. But it's honestly hilarious. Like if you've watched all of the previous anime, then it's hilarious to watch.
Definitely gonna give that a watch then when I have time.
Did you find the movie name?
No, I did. Let me have a look. Is it key to Freezing Bond? Is it that one?
Is there another one?
No, is that the thing? Too sure.
I might be that one. I thought it was something winter something.
It might be winter something.
I don't know. It's fine. So there's that movie. But we can go into the next anime. Shield Hero. You wanna talk about this one?
Yeah, Shield Hero is it's actually a really good anime. The concept is pretty mad. So they teleport 4 people from the world to become like essentially human weapons. And each of them have a specific weapon. So the main, there's a spear, an arrow, a sword, and the main character has a shield.
Yeah.
But once you allocate these weapons, you can't wield any other weapons. So Naofumi, the main character, can't have a shield in one hand and a sword in the other. It just won't work for him. So he has to develop ways and find ways in which he can use his shield as a weapon throughout the anime. Now, the beginning was kind of peak for him because he trusted the wrong people. So remember, he trusted the princess of the kingdom.
Oh my lord,
she pisses me off. Yeah. She snaked it. Yeah, definitely.
100%. Sorry, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So like, he's basically showing. He basically becomes like one of the strongest characters out of the 4, even though he has a shield, because he's figured out all the skills that he can acquire with the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one moment, which is when they were against the ghost. Just before he fought Glass in the war.
Yeah.
Because essentially it's like the 4 heroes, there's a war that happens on a timer.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about the interval, but like it's basically like a game. You have waves of the villain that come and attack.
Yeah.
And they, in between the gap, they prepare and they level up. It's essentially like a game, any sort of like game that you play online or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure that the anime is the world of Shield Hero is actually a game in most of the humans' worlds, and that's how they are so good at when they get transported, because they've played the Shield Hero world in a game, whereas Nelfumi didn't have the, in his world, he didn't have the Shield Hero world as a game.
Because it's all parallel worlds, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have four parallel worlds where they get pulled from.
Yeah, so Janishin was...
Which is bad.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
Nah, the parallel world aspect of it is pretty sturdy, honestly.
Yeah,
not many animes include that parallel aspect.
Definitely, definitely. Janishin just said it makes you question what it means to be a hero. What do you think?
The Shield Hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, because we remember him, like... go on.
You remember him being someone that's away from the pack, like a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Kind of hero. As in, the whole point is the four of them work together to defeat the waves.
Yeah.
But there's friction between Naofumi and the spear guy, right?
Yeah.
Because the princess is in his squad, essentially.
Yeah. And she's just feeding him lies.
Yeah, she's basically,
I remember in the anime, like, Naofumi's like, he's always questioning himself, like, with me being, like, honestly acting like a prick, do you think I'm doing the right thing to save this world? What am I going to do after I save this world? He's always thinking about that. He's not, like, being a typical isekai character.
He's like, I just want to get out of this world as soon as possible.
Exactly. Because he knows how...
Most isekai characters, like, enjoy the world they're in. Or not enjoy it, but, like, they go with the flow.
He's
trying to, like, cheat his way to the end of the game, essentially.
Yeah, because he was like... he realized the brutality of that world, and he was like, "No, I don't want any part of it." But then, obviously, he changed his mind, right? After the girl,
Raftalia.
Yeah, Raftalia. She was like, she was worried about where she would go after the Shield Hero left. So that's why he's even thinking about like the post-war ideas, like what he can do to help benefit this world. And, like, that's why Genshin was right about saying that, like, he's really different to other isekai heroes, where, like, he's thinking, like, 10 steps ahead.
There's the whole, not Cyclone, as in he's thinking ahead of everyone. Like,
yeah, he's
the other three, like, jump into it.
Yeah, they're treating it like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, which is a bit mad.
Yeah, exactly.
He's thought about everything, and he helps the people out around him, not
which was himself. A key thing that they address in the anime as well.
I think it was when in the village.
When he chose to
get attacked by the wave.
Yeah, exactly. He chose to help the village rather than go for the wave boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end, he's still that his team.
Yeah.
The
wave
boss.
Like,
they didn't have to defeat him.
He even goes into like the morality of like the Naofumi, the main character himself, because he unlocks the curse shield, right?
The curse and the rage shield,
And that was like based upon how he has hatred and anger, and like this relates to what Genshin was saying about like, should a hero have hatred and anger, or should like he be righteous and just like the spear heroes?
He's not yet. Essentially, what Ajani is saying is like, he's not a typical kind of hero. For justice.
Yeah.
So you have the whole people associate someone like Superman, hero of justice.
Yeah, exactly.
But like with him, there's like this. It shows the full spectrum of his emotions.
Not
just the good kind of emotions, which is really cool.
Yeah.
With the Rising Shield Hero.
And then we're going to segue into a like little anime that we have mixed feelings on. Genshin asked, what do you think makes a hero a hero? I think what makes a hero is his intentions with the power that he has. Because Spider-Man said, is it Spider-Man? With
Ben
yeah,
Parker.
oh yeah, Ben Parker. Yeah, with
Yeah.
great power becomes great responsibilities. So like, if the person wielding the power has good intentions with that power, then I think it doesn't. You don't even need to accomplish such a huge feat using that power. Anything you do with good intentions makes you a hero, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Every hero can, well, if their mindset isn't right, then every hero, if you live long enough, can become the villain.
Yeah, 100%.
It's
that's
like
what
in, Dark Knight.
Not only that, that's what happened in Megamind as well. Have you seen Megamind?
Megamind,
yeah.
I was just about to say, I'm thinking about this as well. Megamind.
It literally happened in Megamind. Like, the villain became the good guy, and the good guy became the bad guy.
In the villain, yeah.
Oh,
it was a bit
God.
Of a mad thing.
Yeah, it was pretty. I like that. I like that though. The Megamind was a good movie.
Megamind, yeah, it was.
All right, so
they done well that one.
Yeah, exactly. They did, but I think didn't most people not like that?
So Janu, now for me is a hero. He's not a villain. It's just they show that he has hatred for the world because of what the world is. It's not an ideal world where they don't treat people equally, essentially.
Yeah, as in
and
like
he gets frustrated by that aspect.
Yeah, I think the Shield Hero is a hero because, like, she's realized that the world, like Viggy was saying, the world itself is rotten. So he's going to do what he can to make the communities that he interacts with a better place, because that's what he does with the demi-human villages around the world, the other continents.
Yeah, and then he makes one of the villages out of his actual place, right?
Yeah. So Janus said, are you a hero if the people around you think you're a villain? I don't think you need recognition from other people to think you're a hero, because actually maybe, because like,
this has had the whole Dark Knight situation, right? With Batman.
Go on.
So you know when Harvey.
Yeah.
Becomes Two-Face.
Yeah.
But then Batman takes all the blame on him, shoulders the blame on himself, and then becomes the villain.
Yeah.
To the eyes of the people, so he can shine a white light on Harvey.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what Malfoy is kind of doing. And he's trying to, but then he's trying to extend a hand, an olive branch to the other three. But they're not reciprocating it.
Yeah.
Because the woman, I forgot her name.
The princess, right?
Melty. Not Melty.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, Melty's the other one. Yeah. She's basically dirtying everyone's mind with all these lies.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't painted in the right context right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And essentially how people are once on your first impression, but it was the wrong first impression, but. Because he said he essentially tried to do something to her in bed.
Yeah, she said that.
That's what she lied about.
He tried to rape her.
Yeah, essentially. that was false. It was a false accusation. But even though he was proven innocent, people still have that mindset. If you haven't come across now for me, like that village, then your mind won't change.
Yeah, and I think.
Go on. Go on, carry on.
Oh, sorry. So, like, in my opinion, that, like, it doesn't matter what the majority says, and as long as, like, the select few people that you're directly helping, those communities, see you as a hero, then I think that's, like, the most important thing. Thanks, Nelu06, for following. To anyone in chat, have you seen any... isekai anime apart from the ones we've talked about? Actually, no, including the ones we've talked about. Have you seen any? But I will see your messages in a second whilst we talk about the next anime, SAO. I want to take this because I've watched a lot of SAO despite the failures of the anime. So SAO is essentially about a VR, a full dive VR game. So that means your whole consciousness goes into the game, and essentially all the players in that game got stuck. They got forcibly stuck in the game, and they couldn't leave, and if they died in the game, they died in real life. Now, the first season of that game, of that anime, was amazing, because it was a completely new approach to isekai. It was one of the first isekai, and it was, frankly... Let me get to it. So, the first game, which is Aincrad, Sword Art Online Aincrad, that was the best.
That was God tier.
Yeah, it was God tier. It was the GOAT of isekai anime, because it was one of the first, right?
Yeah.
But...
yeah, it was one of the best. One of the first mainstream ones.
After that, I'm actually not going to say any spoilers. It's old, so you should have watched it, but I'm not going to mention any spoilers for it. He saves a certain someone, and that should be the end of the story right there. It should be a new complete story, but they just long it out, and then they bring in spin-offs into it, like different games, and that include the VR full dive, the feature of that. And like, it becomes way too longed out, and I really didn't like that. In the current last year, they started a season called War of Alicization. Now, this anime is honestly a revive for the Sword Art Online franchise, because it's brought back Kirito and Asuna, and they're a lot older now, and they're a lot more mature. It brings a romance aspect even more, which I love, because I'm a avid fan of romance anime. And
I do love you. What episode was the first kiss?
Oh yeah, it was episode 10. Episode 10 is the first their kiss. Don't ask why I know that, but episode 10 is the kiss of between Kirito and Asuna. Spoilers, they kiss. Wow. but yeah. Going back. It's definitely a revive for the franchise. If you love SAO, if you love Sword Art Online, please, please, please watch the Alicization story arc, because it's amazing in the light novel, and it's amazing in the anime as well. There's a season 2 coming out as well. Yeah, go on.
I have something for you that you might like. Yeah. I'll be back in a minute. I'll show you this.
Oh yeah, go on. I'm going to keep talking about this. So that's why we brought it up in this part of the discussion. Like, it's a really good anime, but only until the first half of the first season. Like, after that, it was trash until the Alicization arc, in my opinion. And in the Alicization arc, Kirito becomes mortally wounded, and he's again stuck in a game to help revive his mind and his brain and his consciousness. They now have to save Kirito from a certain group or organization. And it involves, guess what? It involves a VR full dive game. But it's honestly, even though it's the same concept again, it's a really refreshing start. And like, you definitely, it's not a nostalgic throwback to the first season. It's more like a fresh take on SAO, and it's a new look into VR full dive games. Go on. What were you going to show us?
Yeah. So this is for you.
Yo, okay. I like that a lot.
Showing the romance in its true nature.
Kirito and Asuna are power couple for days. Like, oh my god.
Their goals.
So if we do SEO on the Instagram, we're definitely showing that. We did already your Hunter x Hunter Hisoka art.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely gonna show that, man. Kirito and Asuna for the win, 100%. So Janu's already
they are goals.
Janu has just watched Slime, so maybe you can take our recommendations from the anime that I've just finished. So ReZero, that finished I think 2016, we said. So you can watch that and get ready for season 2 coming out. Shield Hero, you can watch now as well. That came out I think 2 years ago.
21st episode was December 18.
Yeah, so 2 years ago.
January 19.
Yeah.
That winter 19.
So those two are definitely my recommendations from the good isekai anime that we've talked about. We'll get on to the shit list now. So the first one is Isekai Cheat Magician.
Yeah, we briefly mentioned that it's similar to, it's like a military Isekai, essentially. But yeah, as in they just forced it too much with the character. Like, they tried to make him, so like, the way they did it was they were meant to, the person who teleported the main character accidentally brought his friend as well.
Yeah.
So they were only meant for him, right? Because he was meant to be like the perfect person to help them win the war.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Like, who would have thought?
As it is, Isekai, it's like, that's the standard go-to plot story for most Isekai animes.
Yeah.
While we're losing a war, let's bring on someone from another world, bring him into this world, and show levels. But as in, they did a few good things with it. Like, they did show his progression, a semi-progression of how he learned magic.
Yeah, but then, like, it was too quick. He was just picking stuff up.
It's very quick.
Like, I don't know, it felt, so my take on it, it was way too rushed. It could have been done a lot better. The character was way too OP, and they left way too many questions unanswered, like, who he has to fight to get answers and, like, stuff like that. Like, he fought a dragon, and the dragon, like, gave us questions that, like, oh, shit, what's next? But like those questions were never answered.
As in, if we were to find out, then we would have to wait for season two.
Yeah, exactly. Which there won't be a season two because it was trash. if there is, I'm gonna commit seppuku. Okay, so don't worry.
I'll hold you to that. Yeah.
No, wait.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. So that anime was just honestly, it's not the best. I still watched it.
They had some decent fight scenes.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I think there was a moment in the cave when they fought the goblins. That was actually decent.
I don't remember that one. My favorite fight scene.
Cave.
No, I don't remember the underground cave. What happened in it?
No, it was just basically, as in, it just showed his like power.
Okay.
Against like an infinite number of villains. Well, yeah. Enemies.
My
favorite good fight. The shoulder was decent.
My favorite scene was with the enemy general kind of person.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Remind me. Go on, explain.
I can't remember too well myself. It's like he had to fight without magic.
Yeah.
I can't remember it too well.
As in, he only had like reinforcement magic, right?
Yeah.
Because he was like a summoner, which was like really rare.
For the spirits.
Summoner
right?
Spirits.
But man, it's not the best. It's a kind. It's one of the anime that is a perfect example of the isekai anime genre dying slowly, in my opinion.
They revived it a bit, like you said, with alicization.
Definitely.
Just yeah, isekai in general.
So the next anime on the list is Conception, and as the name suggests, it's about having sex. Now, this anime, I am saying from episode one, is complete and utter shit. Do not watch it. This is one of the few anime I'm saying to not watch. This is complete and utter crap, because it's the main character basically has to have sex with each of the priests in order to conceive a child that helps the main character fight. Now, that is the most stupid storyline that I've ever heard in an anime.
Wait. So he has to sleep with the priest to become stronger.
So let me rewind real quick. So him and his friend were transported to another world. Because it's a boy and a girl. It's a boy and a girl, and the girl is supposed to be one of the final priests in a group of priests. Priests being girls, yeah? Now, the hero, the main character, he has to go into a dungeon and fight the monsters to help to save the world. Now, to get help to save the world, he has to get a child from each of these priests, and he has to sleep with each one of them and then get a child who is magically strong enough to help him from the day they're born. Now, that's
what?
Yeah, exactly. It's so stupid. Not only that, but then they're like, they have the fine etchy part is like, okay, fine content, but like, apart from that, it's so rubbish. I honestly don't know why, like, why is it like this? Would you want an anime about having sex and then fighting a bunch of demons?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound that appealing.
No, it sounds like more like a hentai.
Yeah.
It honestly is. I don't know. But in any case, do not watch that. It's complete trash. And then we have the last part before we come to recommendations. We have Arifureta. Do you want to talk about that, Vicky?
Yeah. So, like, the storyline essentially is this guy is part of a guild, and they're traveling the dungeons, right? And they have to work their way down the levels, and they fight one of a monster and a group of monsters, like an army. And this group has to try to defeat it, but like he is betrayed by one of his fellow
classmates,
guild members, classmates.
Yeah.
And is thrown off the bridge down into the abyss.
Yeah.
Where he essentially, to survive, eats animals and gains their powers.
Yeah. Now.
Which is.
Go on.
It is a bit weird. Like, as in, they're trying to do a slime flex.
Yeah.
Where the slime, like, use the predator skill and then consumes the enemy and then gains powers. But the way they do it is, it's all right with the slime, like it's a slime, but this is a human, so it just sounds, it's just a bit weird.
Yeah. Now, this is where it's going to be a bit controversial, because, like, I didn't mind the anime, you know, apart from the weird, like, scenes, I didn't mind it. So, before I get into my opinion, I just wanted to brush up on, like, the setting of the anime. So a class of students and their teacher was transported to another world, and they
the annoying thing with that is they didn't show it in the anime.
They showed that's true. They're so
clip a frame or two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they showed a frame or two, which is bad in my opinion. You're right, because the production company should have sequenced the anime properly and like showed that at the start to get a good like storytelling kind of motion.
Like a chronological order.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that is a bad aspect. But anyway, so a class and teacher were transported, and they were basically told, look, you guys are all heroes, and you're all specialized in one sort of, like, trait. So, like, farming, swords, etc. Now, they all became specialized in their little fields, and they decided to help the world that they got transported in as heroes, and explore the dungeon, like Viggy said. Now, going back to my opinion, I honestly didn't mind it. Like, the fact that he was eating to survive, and like the gore of ripping the animal flesh and eating it, and like you could tell like he's trying to survive, like, and it's not an anime.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell like he's genuinely trying to survive, which I liked about the anime. But like, I guess I didn't like it in terms of like he's building a harem, which, and like I like the fact that he wasn't interested in anyone except the vampire girl. But like I didn't like the fact that the anime is trying to build a harem for him. Like, I think it should have been more like I'm gonna slowly show off how overpowered I am, and no one's gonna get in my way, that kind of thing.
But like, the way, as I get his point of view, but like he just throws everyone aside, apart from his like harem.
Yeah, I mean,
Everyone else is useless.
I don't mind that. I like that.
No, there's always that second chance kind of aspect though. But like,
What do you mean?
because as in like the tea, as in I don't get it when he throws aside the teacher. You know when he goes to
Oh
eat.
yeah. That is true. It was a bit stupid because he says thank you, but he's like fuck off as well. So I
Yeah,
don't
essentially.
know.
It's very, I don't know. As in there was like good aspects. There was a good fight scenes.
Yeah.
But
It's all.
I don't know. As in the only reason why it didn't like keep me entertained. Like I couldn't, you know, when you watch it yesterday, you want to kind of binge watch it,
Yeah.
essentially. Or like I couldn't binge watch it. Like I watched like, I think I couldn't, I didn't watch the last three episodes for the longest time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Fairs. I
That's the only
mean,
reason why I
I
got
still I
back.
still finished it, and like they left on a cliffhanger as well. But I just like the fact. Do you know what I liked? It's the fact that he was building real life weapons into the real world.
Yeah, that was pretty
Yeah,
cool to
like
be
he
fair.
built a Gatling gun, a
The
sniper,
Jeep.
pistols. Yeah, the Jeep. It's similar to a Korean webtoon that I'm reading called "My Wife's a Demon Queen,"
My
and
wife's a demon queen.
yeah. And
That's
essentially,
mad.
he draws little illustrations of human world objects like a Black Hawk, a Humvee, and like it comes to life in front of him. That's his power.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So whatever he draws comes to life. Kind of wish I had that power. That's
Yeah,
mad.
no, it's literally a 3D printer, but as a pen.
That's it.
But yeah. So, any other thoughts on Arifureta before we move on?
No. I think I've conveyed my ill feelings towards it.
Yeah, I would say the only the ill feelings, I would say the only thing that I have co to complain about the anime is the main character needs a bit more brushing up in terms of his personality because it seems like he doesn't know when to make his mind up in terms of who he likes and who he doesn't like. And I don't like the horror aspect of it because it seems way too outdated for anime in 2020. Because fuck arms, we only want one girl, bae.
That's valid. I get that.
Exactly, Kirito and Asuna, fucking couple goals. And
It's
then
all about Naruto, Hinata.
are you Naruto Hinata, bro?
Yeah.
It's Sasuke in Sakura, man, 100%.
What?
Bro, they're a power couple as well.
Sakura Sasuke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No,
to
no,
be
no.
fair,
Actually,
go.
no. I take that back. It's oh, what's her name? Temari and Shikamaru.
Hugo. Oh,
No.
Shikamaru, sorry.
Yeah. Hugo, my guy's dead. Spoilers.
That
He's
was like,
dead.
that's a twist in
Bro,
Naruto.
I was so sad when he died, man. I was so sad. Like
He died
that
the
was.
same way like his father did.
Did he?
Father and parents were both
Oh
speared
yeah.
in that sense.
Thing, like that was probably the closest I've been emotionally towards a character dying, compared to Assassination Classroom where, Thingy died.
The
The
team.
Koro
Oh,
Sensei.
Corazon.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
another spoiler. Forgot to
that
say
was
that.
kind of deep.
Yeah, that was just I remember when I was watching Assassination Classroom, I actually cried for about 10 minutes in front of like my little brother. Just like it was just that emotional. Like,
Your
oh
little brother was a thought you're weird.
no! Like he honestly ran
Does
up to me
he
like,
watch it with you?
no. I was just watching in the living room and I was like, man, I just need to cry. And he's like, oh, Amma, Nurjan's crying. He didn't know what to do. But yeah, gone a
Cute.
little tangent there.
Yeah. As we always do.
As we always do, exactly. And then we got the last part of the podcast, recommendations for isekai anime.
That's not on the list or on the list?
No,
So
no, no. It
we
can be.
recommend all the good ones.
Yeah. So it can be. It doesn't have to be the ones that we've mentioned today. It can be ones we've watched, ones that are coming up. Yeah. One down ongoing as
So
well.
an old one, probably up there with ReZero is Gate.
Yeah, oh, I was gonna say that, man. Fuck. Go on, go on, go on.
So I jumped in first because I knew you would drop
Go on, give us a brief plot.
Gate is pretty cool. So in the world of Tokyo in the modern era, suddenly a gate appears, which connects two worlds, the current world and a fantasy world, and an army of was it
What? The self-defense force.
soldiers? Flying beasts and everything come through the gate and come. I love this.
Vicky, you lagged a bit there. Do you want to repeat what you said?
Oh yeah. Okay. So essentially, a gate comes upon Tokyo, in
Yeah.
Tokyo. And a bunch of invaders from another fantasy world that are connected to the gate come through and attack the people of Tokyo.
Yeah.
And the really good aspect about it is the military aspect of it,
Yeah.
where they use the Japanese military army
Yeah, the self-defense
to
force.
just, yeah, the self-defense force to just destroy the invaders. And
Yeah.
then now they send people through the gate to the other world and just to see what's on the other side and see if they can get resources
Yeah,
and
and
things like
to
that,
create
which is pretty
relations as
cool.
well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you see the political side as well as the military side of it, which is amazing.
Military side, yeah. Basically, the real world aspect,
Yeah,
which
and
is pretty sick.
there are a lot of waifu potential targets on there as well. Not gonna lie. Rory, the elf girl.
Rory Mercury.
Yes, Rory is just something else, man.
1,000 years old and 900 years old.
So that's your recommendation. And then
Yeah.
I got my recommendation, which is Yojo Senki. And this is an anime about a office worker who is working in management in a like normal like finance firm, and essentially he's just bored with life. He's bored with how life is going, and one day when he fires one of his colleagues, the colleague pushes him into an oncoming train, and he's about to die. And God freezes this moment in time and space, and God asks him, do you have enough belief in God? And he honestly gives the best speeches about religion and God that I've ever seen in anime. And he says, I don't believe in God. It's essentially, he says, I don't believe in God. And like, God is like, so if you have belief in me, would you believe in, if you have belief in God, would you believe in religion? And then it just goes on to a huge like discussion, and the main character is transported to another world, which is essentially World War II, and the
Oh,
main
sick.
characters are reincarnated into the German side, and he decides that like the military is the best way forward for a stable career, and he becomes, I think, a major in the military. And like he becomes overpowered, right? But like
Yeah.
you see like the psychological side of war and like how it fucks with your head. It's honestly such an amazing anime.
What's it called again?
Yojo Senki. So YOUJO, and then space Senki.
YOU,
Yeah.
you say?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah, got it.
And it's honestly, that's one of the best isekai anime I've ever seen. I've even shown it in my anime club in school, because it's just amazing, and the students loved it as well. So definitely worth a watch for whoever's watching. Yeah, that's it. That's all we've got time for today. Any last words, Viggy?
Oh well, there's. Oh, I briefly mentioned it, but any ongoing anime, Eight Suns is definitely a good isekai anime to watch at the moment. Not gonna lie. If you, as in with the whole COVID thing, there's not many anime game released, and I would definitely recommend Eight Sun, which is really good.
And then oncoming would obviously be SAO Alicization Season 2.
Danmachi season three.
Yeah, Danmachi as well. We didn't cover that, but that's definitely it's got a shaky writing problem, but it's definitely one a good anime. Yeah, that's all we got time for today. Let us know in either chat or on our Instagram if you have any anime questions or queries you want us to cover on the podcast. And also follow our Instagram on at Anime Room HQ, as you can see in the on the stream, as well as on TikTok. We have plenty of TikToks for a bunch of anime that are amazing, like Kengan Ashura, which did a really cool edit on, and we got a Kuroko no Basket edit as well, which did amazingly well, both by Abu as well, who'll be on the stream next week. And check out our anime merch as well. It's at Tokyo Merch on Depop, and we're selling a ton of figures on there, and we soon have a cosplay store coming up as well. Figure, do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, so currently in the works is a cosplay anime shop that we're going to be running. Just finalizing a few details with it and see if we can get any good merch that can be posted.
Do you have any anime cosplay in like that you're planning to post up?
So at the moment, I've got a ton of Kimetsu no Yaiba,
Hey, okay.
which is also a recommended anime.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But yeah, I've got a few Kimetsu no Yaiba stuff. We've got a good Rem outfit.
Hey, okay.
For anyone, yeah, there's a really good Rem outfit. Planning to do some mainstream animes, where which people watch maybe a some One Piece, Boku no Hero, things like that. Things that people would, might take to Comic Con whenever that starts up again.
Definitely.
But yeah, keep an eye out for that.
If anyone has any cosplay queries, message us on any of our social media platforms, Instagram or TikTok or on Twitch or even on our Depop on Tokyo Merch, and we'll get back to you on getting that sorted. Also, I'll be streaming on Sunday doing some Star Wars Battlefront 2, as well as we'll be doing an anime viewing party on probably an isekai anime since we were talking about it now. We'll watch Yojo Senki. So feel free to check in on that anime viewing party. We'll start the stream at probably 4 p.m., probably ending around 7 p.m., and the anime viewing party will start at 6 p.m. So if you want to just watch anime, just queue in at 6 p.m. and we'll just be watching from there. But then that's enough from me. Vicky, any last words?
No, I'm all good here.
All right, cool. So this is Anime Room HQ signing off. Have a good one, and I'll see you lot on Sunday. Peace.